with songs and sketches and jokes old and new. With us advance, the U and Bill Blue. So meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
I played Gunnar Evans. His nickname was Nosher. It was a phone call from my agent. I think Jimmy Perry had contacted him. And they used to ask me down for an interview. Mission, if you like. I actually didn't know who Jimmy Perry was or David Croft, to be honest, at the time. They were producing that album, but I didn't. The name, it didn't ring the bell with me. So I went to the BBC and I met Jimmy and I met David, and that's how it all began. Well, the series usually took 6 months, and I suppose a month of that was filming. Usually, funnily enough, in Norfolk, quite a lot down there, and in the MOD area of Surrey. That's where most of the filming took place. Yes, it was filmed in the sand pits of Norfolk with the desert scenes, and the jungle scenes were shot on the MOD forest land in and around Surrey. Took our own palm trees, of course. There was some filming done in the studio, but not much. Just all recording. We had a very professional cast, and it was good fun. You know, we all got on fairly well. It was very strange, though, in fact, because you have the officers and the soldiers, which I was, the squaddies, and even in rehearsal, we kept separate lives. The officers were on the one side, and we kept over the other side, and there did the twain shall meet, except in the canteen. We kept separate, even though we didn't have to. Strange. We didn't meet socially. I suppose the nearest one to me would be Don Estelle, who actually came to my apartment. But other than that, we were just professional on the set, and we did not meet at all socially. Windsor Davies' character, the Sergeant Major, was a fantastic character. And I don't think he got the credit he deserves in that character, because he was a very, very good characterisation of the Sergeant Major. Very, very good. Yes, as I say, they were the officers, and we were the soldiers, and all the while we were sociable in the canteen, we didn't mix at all much on the set, because not with the officers, of course. We were the squaddies. So, but the personal relation surface, they were fine. Great guys. Had a good laugh. Yeah, very good. Very good. Yes, still get royalties, thank goodness. It's shown in UAE, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, in the Commonwealth countries itself. It's still to be seen. So, yes, I still get royalties, thank goodness. One interesting thing was when I started the show, I was Gunnar Evans. I didn't have a nickname. And then one day we went to lunch, and I don't normally have lunch. But that day I had pie and chips for some reason, and director David Croft was next to me, and he had a salad. And he looked at me, and he looked at my dinner, and he said, "I know the name for you now, Nosher." So I became Nosher, which was most unfortunate, because every line thereafter throughout the series, I had to say it with cake or something eating. So, and I regret to this day that happened, that because I had the pie and chips, I was stuck with Nosher for the rest of the series. It was done at Abbey Road, which was fantastic to be where the Beatles recorded, obviously. When I got there, I was a bit late. It was already going on. Some heated discussion with Jimmy Perry and George Layton at the time about what, I don't know. But it was a good fun around the LP, and I enjoyed doing it. Particularly the experience of being in the Abbey Studios. Right? No, I didn't do anything on my own. I was just part of the chorus. That's all. I suppose it took about 2 hours. Asked to appear in any of the others. Dad's Army was just finishing when we started. And the only other one that I knew was IDI, which one or two of the characters who had been in NR Fotman ended up in IDI. And you rang me over. I think it was the officers went into there. But none of the others did, and I didn't either. Favourite scenes. I have one where we put on some sort of show, and I'm a character that I was in that particular show. Was lost in the desert, shouting, "Water, water, for God's sake, give me water." And I found that funny at the time, but that's the only one scene, I think, that I can recall that I smiled. Yeah. But strange about John Clegg, because while I said the officers were one side and we, the troops, on the other side, he mingled more with the officers than the troops. He was more on the officers' side. So during the break in rehearsal, he'd go over to their side. He wouldn't stay with us. I think he thought he was officer material. As I said, they were all very professional, and it was a very great show to do, great people to work with. So I had a lovely time, and it was fantastic. And so I love them all. They're all great guys. I mean, you have to think about it. I think there was about 11 in the cast. People don't think like this, but there's about 11 in the cast. So when you've given all the main artists like Windsor Davies, Michael Bates, and all the other main lines, there's not many left to go round after the main characters have had their lines. So, no, I didn't get many lines, but it's not how many you get, it's how you play them. I think it's very sad, and really sad, not only for the artists, but also for the public who like it. And that goes also for the Asian population who love it and often say to me, oh, they love that show. It's a shame because I think basically because Michael Bates dressed up as an Indian. And of course, at that time, there weren't many Indian actors of that caliber who could play that part. So, and he had been brought up in India. He was familiar with the type of Indian that we were expecting to be in that series. And so I think, you know, if on that basis, it shouldn't have been disqualified or taken off the screen. And of course, at the time, with the Sergeant Major calling people puffs and things like that, that's what it was at that time in that period. You can't change that. And I think, you know, it's a shame on that level as well, if it's one of the other reasons why it's not shown. So I think it's sad for everybody, really. And the fact that they're still showing it abroad now, it's a shame, because I think people did like it and would like to see it again. So hopefully one day they may bring it back. I mean, you got Mrs. Brown's boys, Mrs. Brown, who's a guy dressing up as a woman. Nobody seemed to think there's nothing strange in that. So another actor dressing up as an Indian, why should anybody think there's any strange in that? I don't know, but I think it's very sad, and hopefully maybe one day it'll be revived. We shall see. Can I just mention my film, which came out about 3 months ago in the UK and in the USA. It's a film called My Dad, in which I co-star with a wonderful actress called Annalise Smith. And it's about a drug gang who capture this young lady. And I'm the knight in shining armour and rescuer. So if you get a chance to see it, anybody, please do. It's called My Day. Get it on YouTube. My pleasure. Thank you.
B-O-Y-S-Y-S-U-A-T-A-N-U.